LEDs are such critical components as light-emitting diodes for the next generation of energy-efficient illumination, advanced displays for mobile phones and new consumer electronics products like Amazon's Kindle e-reader, the batteries that power electric and hybrid cars, flat panel displays for TVs, computers, and handheld devices, and many of the carbon fiber components for Boeing's new 787 Dreamliner. A similar trend is undermining the U.S. software industry. Initially, companies outsourced only relatively mundane code-writing projects to Indian firms to lower software development costs. Over time, as Indian companies have developed their own software engineering capabilities, they have been able to win more complex work, like developing architectural specifications and writing sophisticated firmware and device drivers. Equally alarming is the U.S.'s diminished capacity to create new high-tech products. For example, nearly every U.S. brand of notebook computer, except Apple, is now designed in Asia, and the same is true for most cell phones and many other handheld electronic devices. We have heard managers rationalize outsourcing decisions by saying that they can always reverse course if the quality of the work isn't good enough, if the anticipated cost savings prove ephemeral, if supply chain complexities or risks are too great, or if the work turns out to be more strategic than they originally thought. But this logic overlooks the lasting damage that outsourcing inflicts, not only on a firm's own capabilities, but also on those of other companies that serve its industry, including suppliers of advanced materials, tools, production equipment, and components. We call these collective capabilities the industrial commons. The world is not flat. Centuries ago, the commons referred to the land where animals belonging to people in the community would graze. As the name implies, the commons did not belong to any one farmer. All were better off for having access to it. Industries also have commons. A foundation for innovation and competitiveness, a commons can include R&D know-how, advanced process development and engineering skills, and manufacturing competencies related to a specific technology. Such resources may be embedded in a large number of companies and universities. Software knowledge and skills, for instance, are vital to an extremely wide range of industries: machine tools, medical devices, earth-moving equipment, automobiles, aircraft, computers, consumer electronics, defense. Similarly, capabilities related to thin-film deposition processes are crucial to sophisticated optics, to such electronic products as semiconductors and disk drives, and to industrial tools, packaging, solar panels, and advanced displays. The knowledge, skills, and equipment related to the development and production of advanced materials are a commons for such diverse industries as aerospace, automobiles, medical devices, and consumer products. Biotechnology is a commons not just for drugs, but also for agriculture and the emerging alternative fuels industry. More often than not, a particular industrial commons will be geographically rooted. For instance, northern Italy is home to a design commons that feeds and is fed by several design-intensive businesses, including automobiles, furniture, apparel, and household products. The mechanical engineering commons in Germany is tightly coupled to the country's automobile and machine tool industries. The geographic character of industrial commons helps to explain why companies in certain industries tend to cluster in particular regions, a phenomenon noted by Michael Porter and other scholars. Being geographically close to the commons is a source of competitive advantage. But what about the popular notion that distance and location no longer matter, or as Thomas Friedman put it, the world is flat? While we agree with the general idea that geographic boundaries to trade are falling and that the global economy is more entwined than ever, the evidence suggests that when it comes to knowledge, distance does matter. Detailed empirical work on knowledge flows among inventors by our HBS colleague Lee Fleming shows that proximity is crucial. An engineer in Silicon Valley, for instance, is more likely to exchange ideas with other engineers in Silicon Valley than with engineers in Boston. When you think about it, this is not surprising, given that much technical knowledge, even in hard sciences, is highly tacit and therefore far more effectively transmitted face-to-face. Other studies show that the main way knowledge spreads from company to company is when people switch jobs. And even in America's relatively mobile society, it turns out that the vast majority of job hopping is local. This helps to explain why commons persist